on the Big Sports Breakfast. This rugby union update is for the Hyundai i30, Australia's best small car, from just $19,990 drive away, plus a free auto upgrade this end of financial year. Seize the deal at your Hyundai dealer today.
Magic moment for England, and very historic too. The first time they've been able to beat the Wallabies down under, and the coach, Australian Eddie Jones, he joins us now. G'day, Eddie.
Morning.
Mate, well done. What a magic moment for everyone involved.
No, thanks very much. Yeah, no, it's a terrific result for us, but we've still got 1 week to go, mate, and we're preparing very diligently for this game.
I know you're a hard man, mate, but you must have given him a half a day to sort of enjoy it, didn't you?
Oh, they had a great swim down the beach yesterday, mate. Now they're ready to go.
Is that it?
England lost too many games in Australia, mate, not to prepare properly for this one.
How do you rate this, mate, as a coaching performance, rebuilding this England side and coming down under and winning a series against the Wallabies? How do you rate it overall?
Look, you know, we haven't done anything yet. When we're number one in the world, then we can talk about those sort of things. But we haven't really done anything that, you know, puts us above anyone else in the world. So that's what we want to do, and we've got the talent to do it. So the motivation's there to keep driving that talent.
Yeah, I think yesterday we were saying it's been intriguing, you and Michael Checker, the coaching brilliance of both of you, but you can't do it without the troops. It obviously took it on knowing you had the troops to coach, and you're getting the rewards now.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, you know, during the last World Cup, Steve Borthwick was my assistant coach at Japan, and he was obviously very interested in the English game, so I watched those games with quite interest, and you could see they had plenty of talent. So when the offer came to coach the team, it was almost a no-brainer that, you know, to come and coach a team that's got talent that's underperforming is a coach's dream.
Tactically, mate, it appeared like you weren't throwing blokes at the breakdown. You were just letting them get the ball, let them have another phase, and you say, OK, boys, we can defend whatever they throw at us. Was that part of the plan?
That was part of it, but also you got to remember each referee, and a referee in rugby is very influential, that a guy like Craig Joubert doesn't give penalties to the defensive side. He's very tough on them. So the risk of attacking the breakdown is quite high that you give away a penalty. So we decided to cut our losses and ensure we were well disciplined, and then try to just create turnovers from other situations.
Extraordinary, though. So I think it was, 32%
that's all they had,
of possession, and the defensive line was impeccable.
Yeah, no. You know, we've done a lot of work on our defence. Our defence coach, Paul Gustard's a very good coach, and the players obviously believe in the system and have worked very hard.
Will we see a more open game and expansive game from your guys, or will it be more of the same in Test match number 3 now you've got the series wrapped up?
Well, it's funny you say that, because we scored 2-1 in the last test. Yeah, so, yeah, whilst the TV commentators and all the smart guys always want to talk about possession of territory, it's how you use the ball that's important. Yeah, that's the important thing in the game. And all we had, we used well. So on the weekend, yeah, wherever there's space, we'll find that space, whether it be through passing, kicking or running.
Absolutely, and I suppose the final one, we know you've got to go, Eddie, using Joey Johns. Andrew Johns is always an asset. How did that come about?
Look, I nearly had him signed for the Australian Rugby Union in 2005. That was probably one of the greatest disappointments. And so I've always kept in contact with him. He's a brilliant, you know, brilliant football brain. And so for our young standoff to be able to spend some time with him was a real privilege for us. And, you know, they'll learn from that experience and become better players.
Eddie, well done on the weekend. Good luck when you have this third and final test match against the Wallabies on Saturday night. And we thank you again, and good luck.
OK, thanks, guys. Cheers.
Eddie, No, thank you. Eddie Jones, always good with his time. Obviously, he's under a little bit of his time pressure. He's probably got one of those unimportant team meetings or a coaching session, a training session to go to. But we do always thank him for his time. But, yeah, quite interesting insight there regarding not giving away the penalties at the breakdown. But they just manned up. They just counted the numbers. And all that ball that the Wallabies had, they were lucky. They were just they were up to the task every time they were challenged. Mm. This is a tight one. Remember, the Wallabies were... They were the short price favourites down there in Melbourne, Slats, and the boys at tab.com.au, they've got the Wallabies again as favourites in Sydney, $1.85, $1.95, but knowing Eddie and even listening to him there, he's not about to let these blokes take the foot off the pedal.
Why would you if you've got
them? I read that as outstanding value, England, $1.95.
Yeah.